Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline. How are
hey,
you, my
girl,
friend?
How you doing? Oh, cold, cold, cold.
Ooh, this is a time where you want to live in Florida.
Well, it's not a trade-off, okay? I like my season. I just don't like it being quite this bitter cold.
Ooh, yeah, this is a rough year as far as winter all the way through up north. It's just amazing.
I know. Low is like, you know, minus 14 last night down in Radford.
Oh, no thank you.
The wind chill. Yeah, the wind was coming in at 55 miles an hour with another Alberta Clipper coming through. They didn't get that much snow and ice, but I still canceled the chapel this morning because I figured they might have black ice. I'm thinking with those high winds, it could be power outages. You know, it could be a disaster. So I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy, so I decided that we were just kind of like, bump it till next week. But
I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, you got to consider everyone's welfare. And I have to go through the mountains to get there because I go from the valley here to the mountains farther south. See? So, and I wasn't sure how that was going to be. So this way, everybody's covered and hang in there, stay warm and dry.
That's a good thing.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, yeah. So we wanted to tell people about this second new moon of the month that's coming up.
Ah, the wonderful black moon that we have coming on the 30th. I'm really excited about this one for a couple of reasons because, you know, it really gives a vision because Mercury is still 29 degrees into Aquarius and not retrograde yet. And then that sun conjunction moon in the, you know, new moon in the Aquarius really gives people a great vision for the future. And really, it's a great time to really look at the new beginnings that are going to be coming for the future in the long term, you know, especially because it is in direct opposition with the rising and the part of fortune in Cancer at that time, which is just such a cool thing because it's like a wonderful protection of guardian angels around you to look into the future and to start those new beginnings for the long term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also like the fact that Mars is also still in trine with Mercury, you know? And I like that being the signature for the new moon because it allows us to think outside the box, okay, and get a balanced view. It's really nice, nice energy for the new moon. You know, it's interesting because Venus and Pluto are, if they got any closer, they'd have to stand, you know, in front of and back of each other. It's like crazy energy. And they're both opposing Jupiter almost exact by degree. Okay, with another degree.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, wow. Talk about balancing security and responsibility and trying to find out that natural balance. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
well, Venus still being retrograde, too, you know. It's,
oh, yeah. And it's still being in square with Uranus, you know. So with it being in Aries, those, you know, instant epiphanies out of it.
Exactly. Realizing a lot of the patterns from the past we will be doing here with this T-square.
Yes,
we will. It's all good information. You know, I think none of us mind making mistakes. We just don't want to keep making the same ones.
Oh, you know, and I read a quote the other day where, nothing is perfect on this earth, and the only mistake you don't want to make on anything is the final thing you do to what you're doing. So you can make mistakes all the way up until you finish the project. When you finish the project, it's perfect. So
exactly
that's
the way we intended, even though we might not feel that way emotionally.
Absolutely. But like WD-40, it took 40 tries before they got the right formula, you know, so they failed 40 times before they got that great success that every single one of us uses as a lubricant on a daily basis. You know, and it's just things like that that we have to look at that, you know, sometimes you have to do things more than once to get them right.
Exactly. Exactly. I know. Pete and repeat. All these retrogrades. I mean, first of all, we're going to have Mercury retrograding. Then we're going to have Mars retrograding. It's like, okay then.
Well, Venus went first, and Jupiter went before that. Luckily, they're going direct.
But you know, the way I look at it, when something's retrograde, it means that the energy is incubating, okay, until it's really ready to form itself into the way it's demonstrating. When I look at a chart, I look at the planet as being the verb, the sign it's in as being the costume it's wearing, and the house it's in as being the stage where the action takes place in the drama. And when it's retrograde, to me, it's almost like it's not time for a curtain call yet. Okay? That's how I kind of look at it.
That's a great analogy. That's a really great way of doing that.
Yeah.
So my analogy like to it, go ahead.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Oh, my analogy is a little different. I call it zodiac estates, and all the houses are literally houses, and all the planets are literally people, and, you know, the signs are their personalities and how they react in that area, you know, inside their home.
Cool.
That's my
yeah.
little analogy I use when I teach zodiac hills.
I think it's important for us to have that bearing, though, because what it does is it really lets our psychic energy flow with this. As scientific as this is, you know, from a numerological standpoint and angles and all of the geometry and trigonometry that goes into the science, to me, having that sense of how these planets are doing their dance, you know, and where that dance is happening and what parts of personality and identity are involved in the issue, I think it helps us to keep our psychic energy really flowing with it when we look at it that way, almost like a playhouse, if you will, or a walk through the neighborhood like you do. Either way.
Absolutely. I have a Mars in Cancer, so, you know.
I know,
in the
so
fourth
do
house
I.
of the home. So.
Well,
yeah,
Mars
but mine's
nine,
in my fourth house, so, yeah.
I know, right? So you can relate to
you
property issues.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Well,
but, yeah, it's great.
This
and
go ahead.
I was going to say,
we're both fired up.
We're bouncing off the walls. I'm drinking tea. That's it.
The Sag moon is doing this to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right, conjunct my Jupiter. So there you go.
See, good fortune, abundance,
yeah.
levity.
That's it. You know, astrology is such a great thing because, you know, you can utilize it in that form. I mean, the scientific part of it, once you've got that down and understand that, you can really move into the feeling and the art part of it with a surety and with confidence because of that. And develop each person, like yours and like mine, each person can develop that little form that really works for them as far as really seeing what the beauty of the chart is.
Absolutely. Well, usually when I sign on to the show, the first thing I do is I pull up the chart that the show starts at that moment, okay? I usually pull it up at, you know, at 6 o'clock at night and all this stuff and have it ready to go to kind of have an idea of what's going on in the heavens because it never fails. It's so interesting that the themes that come up on the show and the people call in is inherent in that, you know? And of course, we're signing in from different locations. I always put Roanoke as my place where I'm at, because that's where I am at.
Yeah. And I always put Stuart.
But I like the chart for the way that this show starts tonight, because there's a grand trine fire going on right now with Moon, Uranus,
yes,
ascendant.
There is.
It's pretty.
It is. That's the reason why we're all fired up. All that fiery energy
so
out
too.
There just bouncing off the walls.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we do have a number of callers that have been hanging on for a little while here. People started signing in as soon as they can, which is quarter of the hour. So we have quite a few people signed on at the moment, so maybe we should take a caller. What do you think?
That sounds good. How about we do that? Get them all
good
fired
evening.
Up, too.
This is, This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. It's Danielle.
Wow. Long time no hear from you, girlfriend. How's it going down there in Asheville?
I'm starting to feel better. I've been swimming at the gym a lot.
Sweet.
Excellent.
That's good.
Yeah. How are you guys
enjoying every minute of it? Oh, great. Busy, yep. Cold, whatever.
Yeah, I was at the gym at 2 o'clock this morning swimming.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
That's a little late for me.
Yeah, well, there's nobody else there, so I got the whole gym and the pool to myself, so good.
Well, that's nice. Great.
Yeah, it is.
That would be for that Scorpio moon. Sorry.
Yeah. can you guys help me out with, like, some spiritual guidance or something? What do you think is important for me to know?
Well, you know, I pulled your chart up, and I put, for whatever reason, I put the new moon chart on yours to look and see how the new moon was going to affect you. And this is a great time for you as far as insight into new endeavors as far as your service to this world is concerned. This is really where it's hitting, is your spirituality and the service to this world. I'd have to say, you know, to be honest with you, I really think that this is a good time to really brainstorm under this new moon on the 30th. I really think you're going to find some, or do some type of meditation work. I really think that you're going to find some inspiration and some insight off of it.
I think you're going to be gaining also a greater sense of self-expression, because Mars is sitting right on your Pluto, Danielle, and forming beautiful trine energy to your Sun, you know, the Gemini forces for you. So your sense of looking at things and analyzing things and studying things, and what you're doing right now seems to me to be quite empowering. And this new moon is going to take it to a new level, is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're starting to kind of, I want to say, get into a better rhythm with your life. I know, you know, because there's still a couple planetary energies in Capricorn, you may be still having some difficulties with your lower back. But there's not a lot of bad ankles in this chart today. Actually, the ankles look pretty fabulous for this new moon for you.
Yeah, like some of the stuff I'm learning is just like I'm just like, I don't even know what to think about it. It's like,
don't think, just absorb it. Don't give it any kind of judgment. Just go reabsorb the information, because all of a sudden what's going to happen is that you're going to get these bursts of inspiration. Like Aphrodite was talking about, that heavy Capricorn energy has released most of it, but it's still got a little bit there. But it still is in square with that Uranus. So you're getting these sudden insights out of it. Making a judgment at this point in time of what to do is another whole thing. That's one of the reasons why I like this new moon, is because I do think it's going to give you a little bit of insight on what you're going to do with some of this information. But you're still in that same pattern to where you're still accumulating information.
Yeah, because what I'm studying is Sefer Yetzirah. It's like an ancient Kabbalistic text and the Zohar and Kabbalah and like necromancy and so I'm piecing the pieces together.
Wow, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then there's an I Ching meet, or an I Ching, however you say it, meet up next week. With that Aleister Crowley meetup group.
Oh, great. You're going to love that. You're going to love that.
Yeah.
You're cooking with gas.
Yeah, and it's hard. I don't have many people to share this stuff with or talk to about it, because they don't understand what I'm talking about. And Aaron, he's not wanting to talk to me. I don't know why, but...
Well, in a way, I think it's good for you to be involved in your sacred space right now anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes when he's around too much, what happens is it pulls you away from the things that you truly desire to absorb, because I know that everything you're learning right now, you're destined to teach it. Okay? If you spoon-feed people a little bit that come to you for nutritional therapy or your own, you know, psychic input, I feel that you are gathering together your repertoire in a very powerful way. And I just want to acknowledge that for you.
Okay.
I miss you terribly.
I know. When can I? When's my chart say I can come back to Roanoke and move from Asheville? Because I'm ready. Well, I haven't been here that long, but I'm ready to get my money and to move on already.
Well, Mars is retrograding in Libra, I think on the 2nd of March. I believe Saturn retrogrades that day, too, or close to it. But either way, because Mars is in your third house, like your neighborhood, your tri-state area, because you're not really that far away. Yeah, it's 4 hours, but it's not really considered a major move like 900 miles away. Usually a major move at a great distance is you need ninth house energies. But you have Uranus in your ninth house, too, which means that you could decide if you want to go someplace completely different than Roanoke.
I'm betting for that one.
Well, Salem, Massachusetts is one place I'm wanting to go.
And that's more than 900 miles, so that's a qualifier.
Right.
And like I said, you know, I mean, I was born and raised in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts has a sweetness all its own, believe me.
Well, I gotta, I have to figure out if I'll move anywhere, if I have enough money and can bring enough money in and stuff. I still got to figure all that out.
Well, and here, patience. As time goes on, things will be revealed. So I think it's more of that right now you're in the right space, like Aphrodite was saying. I think you're really in the right space at the right time at this time. And don't look that much into the future.
I want my family and I want to be in love and all that stuff, but that's not happening anytime soon.
You have to write a chapter before you can publish the book. So you're working on the chapters right now. So enjoy that. Enjoy that.
Okay.
And then you'll get to a certain point where you'll feel like it's time to close that book and begin a new one. Okay? Trust your intuition. With that Scorpio moon of yours, honey, you're going to know when it's time that, all right, that's it. I'm moving on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you, and keep in touch. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right, love you. All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.
She's such a darling. Yeah, because she's got such a vivacious personality. She's so much fun to be around. She's always up to something. I love that about her.
That Mars and Gemini, she's got to be doing something.
Yeah.
It'll drive her crazy if she's not
usually more than one thing at the same time.
There you go.
Now, the next one, I don't know where they're coming from, but it just says restricted. So let me find out.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? It didn't take. I'll try it again.
Hello?
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Aphrodite.
How are you doing tonight? Hey,
doing fine,
how you doing?
Yourself. I'm doing okay.
Great.
This is Jay from Canada.
Yes, it is. I was trying to get, you know, my private thing off and dial in real quickly, but it didn't work properly, so I had to just dial normally. So sorry about that. But our Alberta Clipper's down there, so we're getting cool air there, and you're getting cool air down there, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're
stay
going
warm.
Down to 11 again, I think. We were down to minus 14 last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It was brutal. What do you mean?
Up here,
cool?
Too. Cool. It's like minus 21 degrees Celsius here, so that's cool.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
What can we do for you tonight?
Got a question for you. It's kind of, I don't know what to do here. I've been actually harassed by one of my coworkers, and I've got to submit something to either HR or to my boss because they're eagerly waiting when I'm anticipating what I'm going to be doing. But I have to do it very, very soon. And I just wondered kind of like, how should I go approach it, or what should I do about it? And I just wonder what the astrological thing says for this week for doing it. Like, when is the best day for me to approach it and do it?
Well, if you have to prepare some kind of documentation. Venus is retrograde in Capricorn right now, Jay. So this is a good time to write it and then rewrite it and really look into it. But I'd rather see you present it the day that Venus goes direct.
When is that?
It's the 28th, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Yes. I believe you are correct. That's what I was going to say. I believe it's the 28th.
Okay.
I'm double-checking it right at this moment, but
okay.
I believe it's the 28th.
So that would still put you within this week. Yep.
Oh, no,
okay.
It's the 31st. It's the day after.
Oh, is it the 31st? I know
that
it's
would be
very
on
late in the month. Okay, so that would be on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. That's what
yeah.
I would do it, Friday. So you've got the new moon over with, and it really can bring you some great insights onto that. When I look at that for you, it really can help you out as far as looking into your personal values and beliefs and really being able to communicate them out. Because of where that new moon lies in your third house of communication, okay, in your natal chart, and of course the sun being there, I think I would wait if I were you. Be honest with you, I think I would wait until the 31st and hand it in Friday when you go in. So, and again, I agree with Aphrodite. Check and double check and triple check. I would look at it three times before turning it in. You know, make sure that you got it, all your T's crossed, all your I's dotted, and all the facts in order.
Exactly, and in a very, very objective way. In a very objective way. It's very important not to make this too personal because Jupiter is opposing Venus, and Jupiter's in Cancer, and they've offended a lot of your personal sensitivities. Try to make it a document that is just simply telling the truth, the way the actual instances occurred, okay, and that this is why you felt that you had to take some form of action in order to make things more just in your place of employ.
Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking talking to HR about it actually tomorrow, actually about it. Just talking about it and then talking to my boss on Monday about it because I just want to get it over with.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you doing that. But again, I would talk to him. I'd broach the subject. I'd say I am preparing some specifics about this for you this week so that way you can look at it and take your time and see what's been going on. I don't think there's anything wrong with you prefacing it, no.
Okay, but do I tell them exactly what's going on, or do I just say...
Well,
you're
going to
have an actual meeting.
His or her opinion.
Hmm?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If you're going to do this, what I would do is ask more questions of an opinion or get their insight as far as what direction they feel would be best as far as with this type. And again, talk about it as a third-party situation. Okay, what occurred was not appropriate in a work environment, okay, mm-hmm. instead of it being directed specifically at you, that it offended you, that it's just not appropriate in a work environment. We do not do these things in a work environment, so how do I approach this to, you know, see that this can be corrected? Be more third-party-ish with the incident than directly personally your own personal emotions with it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I know it's factual, but do I tell them the details about it? Do I talk to, I feel like talking to the HR tomorrow and then talking to my boss about it too, right? But
and this is a good week to address only because Mercury is moving in very tight with your Saturn in that third house of meetings, so that's okay. And Mercury's in Aquarius, and right now it is direct, okay?
Okay.
And that's why my feeling is it's very, very important not to make accusations, but rather just be telling the tale as it went down, as if you were an angel standing in the corner and viewing the matter.
Right.
Okay? Because what happens is if you approach it with no blame and not looking to, retaliate or anything like that, you're saying, I've been put in this uncomfortable situation, I'm not sure how to address it, where it can be resolved successfully. So I need your advice here, Or you can do what Jacqueline just suggested also and say, what's the protocol if something inappropriate is happening in the workplace and you see one person perhaps being a little bit harassed or victimized by another person, what do you do about that? How do you handle that successfully?
Okay.
You can do it either way. How close do you feel to HR and how close do you feel to your boss?
Well, they're both pretty close. So do I go to my manager first or do they go to HR or both? I don't know.
I think the protocol is you go to your manager first because if your manager is not the person harassing you, you should follow the protocol, go to your manager first and say, I thought maybe I should go to HR, but I wanted to run this by you, you know, because you know how hard I'm trying to, you know, perform well here and that kind of thing. If you feel close to your manager, I'd approach the manager first and take his guidelines. He might be able to do something himself without you having to go all the way to HR and have it, you know, on record and all this other stuff. Okay?
Right.
But if he says, no, maybe this is an HR issue and it probably needs to be dealt with on that level, then you know that that's what you're supposed to do next.
Okay. So I should just explain to him or just tell him the story or how I saw it from the third person.
I tell him the story. I try and be as objective as you could possibly be. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what's going on here, but this is what I'm experiencing and this is what's being said. And, you know, I'm looking for some advice from you right now about how I should handle this or if I should let someone else handle it within the company.
Right.
Because then you give your manager choices as far as how he can get with you and either resolve it, okay, or take some steps to either put this person, you know, on some kind of rapport, you know, where they have to, like, answer to him about certain issues that are going on, or if they decide that they just don't want that person there at all.
Right. Okay.
That's got to be tough on you. You're such a sensitive and kind person. Wow. I'm sorry for you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'll talk to him tomorrow about that. So.
Well, keep us posted.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I know.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Well, thank you much for both. Thanks.
Good
luck.
Thanks, ladies.
Bless you.
You take care.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Wow, that's rough. You know, these Venus Mars squares have been causing a lot of stress with relationships. And it's just one of those things that's been going on, and it doesn't seem to want to, you know, stop. And the thing is, you have to do the responsible thing, especially if it's a work issue. Because you want to protect not just yourself, but it's happening to someone else.
Absolutely.
By the same person that's being offensive. So you don't have a lot of choices there. Are you ready for the next
being silent doesn't make it. Yes, I am. Being silent doesn't make it work. Sometimes you have to stand up and speak out.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not a popular decision, but it's one that needs to be made. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to know, you need my birthday. November 5th, 1970.
Yes.
Well done. Okay.
7:05 p.m.
Yep, that's me.
Talladega, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And where are you now? I forget.
I'm in Tucker, Georgia.
Tucker, Georgia. Okay.
Mine just
kind
tripped on me.
Name.
Let's try that again. What's your birth date again?
11/5/70.
And the time?
7:05 p.m.
And the city?
Talladega, Alabama.
Okay. And Tucker?
Yep.
Tucker, Georgia. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So what questions did you have for us tonight, Kimberly?
I just want to know, according to my chart, I'm supposed to be according to my chart, what's going on in the romance area?
Still making that shift.
Okay.
Venus is retrograde in your seventh house natally, and it's still having that issue of
really looking within yourself of what your true desires are as far as a relationship is concerned, it's holding it a little bit colder than what I'd like to see at this point in time for you. Okay, it is going direct here soon on the 31st. We were just talking about that. And when it starts to move out and away back into the 8th house, that's when it's going to start to transform and change.
Okay.
Exactly. See, the nice thing about this new moon for you, Kimberly, is that both the lights, the sun and moon, are actually in exact trine to your Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 5th house of romance. Right now, Venus is squaring that Mars-Uranus conjunction, so it's very, very difficult to feel that things are fair or okay. It's like you're still working on your rule system, okay, of what you are going to accept and what you're going to reject as far as a romantic relationship is concerned. You're still working on that until the end of the month.
Okay.
Okay. But the new moon is going to help you because you're going to be able to look at it more objectively and also with your own, and I'm quoting Jacqueline on this, your own personal beliefs and how you feel one person should treat another. You know, what's right as far as spirituality with that. And so I think that you're going to come up with some really, really good answers to your own questions with us. You know, we're glad you when you call in, but I think you've already been working on it for a while now because Venus has been in Capricorn for way too long as far as I'm concerned. But with you, my feeling is sometimes you feel like you have to steel yourself, and other times you feel like you want to be the voice of reason and make everything better. So you're really having a tough time with that, doing that back and forth thing with this retrograde Venus. But I think once that clears its space, I think you're going to make some decisions on the new moon, and then I think you're going to implement them over the next few days after that, early February. So I will just hang in there with it for right now and let it finish incubating. That's what I think is what's kind of happening.
You know, and that's the thing that I find a lot with the Scorpion energy is that you've waited and you've waited and you've waited and you've worked with it and worked with it and worked with it. And when you're right at the end of the tunnel, you're like, oh, man, this is just ridiculous. I'm over it. Okay. And I think you have that point, at that this feeling that, oh, you know, it's just been going on for so long. But I can tell you, you're real close to it. Okay. So I understand that Scorpion energy real well, of that tiredness of it. But just forget about it for a few days, and it'll shift, you know. So you're right at that tail end. Okay?
Okay.
And
yeah,
keep us posted.
Sense.
Call us back.
Okay, I will. Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thanks. All right. Welcome. All righty. Bye. Nice. I love all that Scorpio energy. Wow. It's just so amazing.
Oh,
righty, then.
Yeah.
You're ready for our next one.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Good evening. Well, I would just love to see what you guys see coming up for me that's positive.
Okay.
My birthday is 12/28/1985.
What's your name?
My name is Carlos.
Carlos. Very good. Look. Okay. And that, what's the date again?
12/28/1985.
And what time were you born?
12:43 a.m.
All right. And what city
Tustin,
were you born
California.
In?
Tustin, California. Tustin, California.
Yes.
And where do you live now, Carlos?
I live in San Marcos, California.
San Marcos? Okay, cool.
And you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, but what kind of positive transits do you see coming up for me?
On this beautiful new moon that's approaching? Alrighty then. Let's see. Wow, you're in such a struggle with yourself. Holy moly. I think the most powerful thing that I see right off the bat is that you're really, really starting to trying to heal from something. And it may be a friendship or a romantic association, I'm not sure which. But you're going through some kind of a dramatic healing process here, and you're trying to redefine how you approach your closest relationships. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a theme in my life right now.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, in here, you know, when I was looking at that, but I also looked at, you know, there's some kind of thing going around your home of what's nurturing you as far as your home is concerned. Are you planning on moving or changing your home in some way?
I think that's also partly in my mind these days, yes.
Okay. I think you're going to come up with the inspiration, even though I don't think you're going to move at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to come up with the inspiration or the direction, and I think that's what this new moon gives you, is a revealing of a new home environment. I agree with Aphrodite that you're looking, you know, your relationships in your life are not as satisfying as what they normally are. And I think that at this point in time, you're looking for some kind of security and safety as far as a comfort zone in your, around you, and I don't think you're finding it, especially in your home. In your home, natally, you have Jupiter in there, and it brings you great benefits to have that home stabilization. So at this, you know, and I'm going to suggest something really interesting at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
instead of dealing with the public and dealing with your issues with the people around you, I'm going to say I think you should read up a little bit on feng shui and really change certain things around in your house at this time, because you aren't going to be moving, but change them around to where it's a more conducive environment for you to feel at home with, okay? And
okay.
I think with that, it will help inspire you to really find the peace that you're looking for with other individuals in your life. So slow and steady wins the race for you. Remember, you're a Capricorn sun, so remember, slow and steady wins the race for you. You don't have to react with anything, with any kind of urgency. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, are you in school?
Yeah, I am. I started getting back into school, and I'm getting yoga certified. So that should
I
mix
love
well
it.
With
it's a great time for you to do that. Like the perfect time for you to be doing that. That's really great because Jupiter's transiting your ninth house of higher education. And once it goes direct on the 8th of March, it's going to be passing over your moon very shortly thereafter. So I see a lot of good security coming out of the educational system for you.
Perfect. Good to hear.
Yeah, that's going to be a big plus for you. So that was a very good intuitive choice that you made there. Very
yeah, definitely. I was definitely guided to it, so I'm happy that it's all kind of looking positive in that manner.
Exactly. Now, you love your toys, don't you?
I do.
You do. And are these mostly electronic kind of toys, or are these actually
yeah.
mobile kind of toys? Okay.
Yeah,
they're
electronic.
With that Jupiter and Aquarius, would you expect it not to be anything but electronic?
Well, because of also the Saturn, Mercury, Uranus all in Sag, I figure it could be like a jet ski or a motorbike or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Okay. Okay.
But you definitely need to have that element of play. You definitely have to have the balance, because you're the kind of person, you take the things that you're working on very seriously, so it's good sometimes
right.
you just get out and just, you know, either run or go fast or get involved in your computer and lose yourself in your, you know, in your electronic stuff. That's a good way for you to escape in a healthy manner. That's what I
okay,
see.
Okay, I'll take that to heart.
Well, Carlos, we're so glad you called in again. That's so great. We're always glad
no,
to help.
Well, thank you for the reading and, yeah, the great help. You guys take care.
All right, you
too.
God bless.
You too. Bye.
Very cool. You know, it's so funny with Capricorns, you know. Like, he's one of those more like the Capricorn that has the dolphin's tail. He's looking more of that social
mm-hmm.
energy that's in him and around him. But that's all that Scorpio stuff in his first house sometimes. It's hard for him to find the right stream to swim in. That's how it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And,
but
I can see the desire, you know. It's very pure.
Here again, he will plow his way through it until he finds that right row. That's for sure. With the Mars in Scorpio and the Sun in Capricorn, this is one magician. He will work with it until he gets it right. That's
it
a good point. Yep.
Absolutely, positively. Are you ready? ready for the next one. This one looks like they're from your neck of the woods. Let's take a look.
Oh, great.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, girls. It's Lena. How are you?
Great. How you doing, honey?
Lena.
I'm okay. Fortunately, I found a place because one place fell through last week, so I do plan on moving on Saturday, which is right around the new moon, which I find ironic.
That is so awesome. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Now, where are you going to be living? Mm-hmm. Where's your new place? Is it in Boynton Beach? Is it in...
No, the Boca Raton. I'm going back to Boca Raton.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for you.
Kids.
I could just go crazy.
I'm going to be near my kids again, which I'm very happy about. I want to see what you see about the new moon coming. What's probably going to be about home, I would imagine.
Love this. This is so, it's going to be so worth waiting for, Lena. This is great. Now, I do, every astrologer does, there's certain choices you can use when you do astrology, okay? And some people have one preference over the other. And Jacqueline tends to use the more contemporary part of fortune, but I use the traditional one, the ancient one. And it's interesting because Jupiter is sitting right on your part of fortune in your chart as you're making this move on the new moon. Your trines and blessing lines, your Scorpio planets, your Pisces planets. You know, you're set up here, so this is going to be very, very good. I think there's going to be a little bit of frustration, though, working with the situation around your children, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
Have you still been able to work effectively with your ex?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, actually, when I'm moving to, it's only going to, the woman is moving, so it's only going to be till June, so I don't know what I'm going to do after June. I mean,
that's okay. That's really okay. That's a good thing.
I mean, what does that have to do with my ex? I don't understand. I'm not living with.
Well, what she's looking at is your visitation rights, or how often you're going to be able to see your children. I think there needs to be a new plan, which I think is what Aphrodite's trying to get to, as far as a new plan, as far as how you get to visit with your children.
Well, I mean, they're older now. Just going to be 18, the other one's going to be 24. I mean, they're older. It's not like they're little and we have to see them. And, you know what I mean? It's really different now they're older. They're living with him full-time for the past 18 months, so I just see them whenever they have time. I don't really, put
right.
any pressure on them. Yeah, and
but
they're
in
not
all this
be
time
living.
That you've been trying to get your bearings and stuff, they've developed their own little lifestyle, too. That's what you have to take into account.
Oh, yes.
So
yeah,
the whole
yeah,
idea
have.
Is to create the time to share with them and to invite them back into your life on a more regular basis now that you're going to have a place and you have a job and you're not going to be every day going through all this anxiety, which is, I'm going to be so happy to see you in your own space. You can just be, you're going to become you again without all the drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I said, this woman... I'm renting the room, within her home, and she's only going to let me. She's selling it, so I'm going to have to look for another place in June.
Right.
Mm.
Well, it's good because it gives you those months to find another place. Give you plenty of time because you have an idea of when you're going to be leaving. You can get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
You have a place to sleep now. No drama. Work your job. Work as effectively with your finances as you can. And then by the time June comes around, you're going to have a plan. You're going to be able to create a strategy. You're going to be fine.
So do you actually see two moves in my chart, or you don't see it?
Say that again?
Do you see another move coming up in June for me? I mean, do you think this woman is right, or maybe she'll let me stay a little longer? I mean, I don't know.
Well, in June, Jupiter's going to be transiting your second house, so I have a feeling, yes, that you could have a good move at that time. It actually could work out very well for you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Aphrodite. I think this is a temporary situation for you to really regain your psyche more than anything else, okay? I think, you know, watching it when it goes into your second house, I think, yes, you are going to move for your benefit, okay? I really do think this is for your benefit, okay? I know right now that it may not feel so comfortable, but at that point in time, I think you're really going to be guided into a really great place. It's going to be a lot, you know, you're going to be able to stay longer.
What do you mean, Jill?
Get established again. You know, get established again in a real way.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, even this last week that I'm staying with my niece, I should have probably just left yesterday. You know, because it's been so bad. Even the last, you know what I mean? It's like she's doing little antagonist things to me. She's taking the water out of the toilet and stuff. I mean, this is just childish. This is just.
You only have to tough it out for one more week, Lena. You only have to tough it out for one more week. Do it on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one more week you have to put up with it, and then you're out of there. I think you're going to be fine. You just have to, like, you know, say, okay, I don't have to deal with this one more week. I'm good. It's not even a whole week.
You think I should have left? You think I should have left yesterday?
Not necessarily. I feel that you should leave when you feel it's time for you to leave, you know? You know, all these antics that have been going on with, you know, with your niece and your sister and all this stuff all this time, you need to do what supports you. So if you think you should have moved sooner, well, obviously you didn't do that, so it wasn't going to serve you to do it, or you would have done it, okay? So you have a plan for next week on the new moon. I think it's a much better cycle. Venus is also going to be direct, okay, or getting ready to be direct more. I just feel it's okay. Don't beat yourself up for thinking you should have done it sooner. Just trust your process.
Which is 5 weeks before my birthday.
Yep.
It's
a good thing. Mm-hmm. Again, by your birthday, you'll at least have some peace of mind and be settled again, which I think is the best part of it. Really, I think this is a good thing for you all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me and my sister are at such odds right now. I mean, she wants me to pay her daughter for the month of January and change my address on Tuesday. I mean, there's just no end to this, you know,
And here again, let it go. Don't let them get into your psyche. You know, you've got one more week. They can't do anything to you. Even legally, they can't do anything to you, okay, at this stage of the game. So.
No, I mean, she wanted to know
where
I was living. I wouldn't even tell her where I was living, to be honest. I didn't want to tell her.
Well, and
I don't think you should.
Some alone time. I really am encouraging that, too, as well, because I think you need time to where they can't get into your psyche. They can't get into your environment. I really think I would walk away without giving any information out.
Why? You think
it's safer for you? I think it's safer for you right now because these people are a little bit crazy. No offense, but you know that. And so I wouldn't let them know where to find you. They got your phone number if they want to call you. They can leave you a message. I wouldn't be picking it up a lot if I were you. I would let myself rest.
Because I know there's two squares coming up the end of April, and then there's another one at the June. So I'm thinking she's probably going to try and harass me again or something. I don't know what those squares
are. And again here, I do feel that they haven't let go of that energy, and I think you need to extinct it for a while, okay, and let them... you know, deal with their problems without putting them on you, okay?
Yeah.
Because you've been a great scapegoat for a long time now. And again here, when you get back around to them, that's fine, but I would at least spend a few weeks all on your own, not having them know anything about what you're doing.
No. Even when I'm living here, I don't tell them anything that bothers them to no end, that they can't control every bit of my life. I never see such control freaks.
I know it. Hang in there and work your plan.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Well, God bless you, Lita.
Okay,
look forward to a bright future. Don't let it keep weighing on you so much. Saying, I'm making big changes, I'm out of there. Try and be a little happy in between, okay?
I think we lost her.
I think we did. Okay. All right, we probably have time for one more, and then we want to talk about your classes. All right.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Oh, I tried it. I think this is Miami. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How may I help you?
How do I forget I have to remove my headset in a second?
How you doing?
Hi, this is Deanna. I'm sorry, but I was on my headset and polishing something and making noise, so I had to do that. Hi, how are you? And how are both of you? How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm doing well.
Good. We've had good weather here. One less complaint from us, right?
Oh, yes. It's been paradise here. I hated to say anything to everybody else out there that's in that Arctic tundra, but we've been having beautiful weather here.
It's been chilly, but it's been really beautiful. So, you know, with all the other things in life, one blessing that you can count on, you know. So I don't know what I want to ask. I guess I do. You keep talking about Venus and Capricorn, and that's where I have my Venus on my birth chart. I know you probably have the chart. It's 11:08:49 at 10 a.m. in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I'm in Miami, right by the ocean. Not on the ocean, but near the ocean, and grateful for what I got. And I've been having a lot of issues. Wow, gosh. Probably my whole life through, but basically the last 7 to 8 years. And I know that my Capricorn, Saturn has been a Capricorn, right? For a long time.
No, Saturn is your ruling planet of Capricorn, but Saturn right now is in Scorpio. And that,
which is what I am.
In conjunction to your sun, yes, in conjunction to your sun. So that's why you're feeling that Capricorn energy. So...
And then I have Venus in Capricorn from the birth chart.
Right.
Correct.
And it's
which
very
is probably
early.
A difficult early.
It's very
okay.
early. It's on the cusp of Sagittarius, though. It's very early. It's within that 3 degrees. So you're going to have a little bit of that Sagittarius influence and some of the Capricorn influence with it. But Jupiter was opposing you for a little while, and now it's past that. Venus has already passed you, too, as far as the Capricorn energies. Even though it's still retrograde, it's never going to retrograde back far enough to hit your Venus again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what it's going to do is it's going to move towards your Jupiter. It's going to be very good news.
Wow, I look forward to that.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I do agree. I was going with this for two aspects of this. This is because... Both Pluto eventually and Venus, even earlier, are going to go over your Jupiter here, okay, because it is moving towards the later degrees of Capricorn, which means that there's some foundational changes that are going to be going on as far as your health is concerned, okay? And what I mean by that is that you can really make some great differences as far as your body is concerned by changing your diet or lifestyle, exercise routine, that type of thing, and getting an integrated change as far as your health is concerned by going into what you're eating and how you're moving. And I think that's really going to be to a great benefit to your health. You know you're going to live for a very long time. Do you realize that?
I'm afraid of that because my whole family has dealt with longevity, thank goodness, in a way, but without any money, I mean any, and sometimes under that, that makes it kind of, you know, scary to live a long time, too.
Well,
but you
did
tell me a job
okay.
is coming, you know. You told me a job is coming, and that will, you know, help... fade away those concerns. Right now, this week, what I'm worried about is my house is all in debris mode, and by Friday, I want to have it in ship shape. And I've been working every day, and I don't know how I've kept the energy. I guess I went to sleep earlier than 2 or 3 a.m., but I'm wondering, the 31st is the day that I have to be ready, and that is the day of the new moon, and it's also... Is it also
the day Venus goes direct?
That's
the day Venus goes direct, which is a good thing. And the new moon is the 30th. It's the day before. Okay.
So that's good.
You have that Mars in Virgo. I think you're going to make it. Don't overanalyze.
She's going to make it too.
Yeah. Be Nike. Just do it. You know that logo. Just do it. Keep that in your head.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing the Louise. Hey, I can do it. As a matter of fact, I wanted to mention that to you. About 10 days ago, I was listening to that week-long program. And in one of the movies with Dr. Dyer, they had this great song called Now. It's sung by a guy from Canada, from Nova Scotia. His name is Dave Carroll. And it was sung in the movie. But then I finally found that it was a slight change in the later verses. But it has been so inspiring. I swear I've listened to it at least 200 times, maybe more. And the visuals on the YouTube are so beautiful. And given that it came from a spirituality base, because that was that the whole week was about, it just says something like, when there's no way out, there's still a way through. So don't give up whatever you do.
I love
and
it.
Surrender the moments and things that, I forget the words, that didn't work. And something on the catch-22s, when there's no way out, there's still a way through. And at one point it says, because now's all there is. And because now's all there is. So peaceful and free. And now you don't worry about what's happened or what will. I'm trying
Absolutely.
To remember the words we're talking.
Wayne Dyer wrote a book, The Power of Now, many
yeah.
years ago. And I don't remember how long ago it was, but I got it when it first came out, and I was on a trip out to the West Coast, and ironically enough, which was the strangest thing, you know, God does certain things for certain reasons, on the way to the airport to return home, a cow was hit by a semi. Now, what are the odds of that?
Terrible.
On I-5, which is the major stretch on the East Coast, on the West Coast. And I was sitting there, you know, waiting, you know, in this crazy traffic and reading this book. And I got to the airport, and of course everybody was late for their flight because of this cow, okay? And
the trailer,
yeah, real,
actually, not the cow.
Yeah, poor cow. But ironically enough, it was amazing because a lot of people couldn't get on a plane. And I walked up there, and the guy in front of me got the last seat on this particular plane. And I said, okay, I know something's going to happen. And the guy turned around to me without me saying anything or without me having a word or anything, and he goes, ma'am, do you need this flight? And I said, I would like to go on this flight. And he goes, I can wait. How about you go? And I thought,
without
even a
word,
that
was cool. Wow.
This occurred. And it was really, it really rang home to the presence of that book of living in the now and living in the moment, not judging no matter what chaos is around you, not judging it, but really looking at that moment and being present and at peace in that moment, knowing that the right thing's happening. So here again, Wayne Dyer is a colorful little creature.
Oh,
it
I
certainly is.
Actually, I started reading a book I bought like 15 years ago, which I have so many hundreds of books, so many of them I've read. And this one is Pulling Your Own Strings. And I started reading it again this morning or last night. Pages are so yellow, it's hard to read it. But it makes sense. I really like what he says. It makes sense to me. So.
And that's your theme for this week, honey.
Yeah, well, actually, it's working more than reading, but, yeah, I've got so
right,
much
exactly.
to do, and I
your
am getting it.
To put it into action.
Put it into action. Remember the name of the song and look it up on YouTube. I think this guy is going to take off to the moon if he hasn't already. He actually wrote another song.
Definitely check it out. Yeah.
You wrote another song a long time ago, and I didn't know about it. And it, when United Airlines broke his guitar, and it went viral on YouTube, it's the same guy. It went to millions, like, I don't know, 5 or 10 million hits because of the guitar. And but he is so peaceful, and the words were so true that every time that I started feeling, like, crunched in the chest, oh, I know it's 7 o'clock already, I listened to the song.
Great.
An awesome thing.
We're so glad you called in tonight, and keep in touch
with
us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Roanoke, and thank you, Jacqueline.
Many blessings. Okay.
Bye.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, we're no longer recording, but people that have been holding on, we'd like to give you our phone numbers in case you'd like to reach us. Jacqueline, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at 772-286-2720. And you?
And I'm at 540-400-0110. Jacqueline's teaching all kinds of exciting classes, too, so if you live in South Florida, please do try and contact her. It might be something you could be very interested in and learn a lot from her. She's very, very devout in her in the way that she delivers the information in class, and she does it in a very unique way, so you, even though it's a little bit of a complicated science, she makes it pretty easy.
I tried to.
Well, God bless you. Have a great week. Next week's Super Bowl is Sunday, but we're still going to go for the show because we figure, well, there might be somebody who'd like to call in.
Not everybody's going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Not everybody's going to be watching, right. Exactly. All right, God bless. Have a great week. Happy New Moon.
Happy New Moon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.